Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As I have already told you before, we have been speaking about the book of Revelation. We had four parts so far, chapters 1 to 4. No, 1 to 5. Today we have part 5. It says in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. In the first part it says, and they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. You are worthy. Praise the Lord. In the Revelation chapter 4, in the part 4, we saw that there is a throne in heaven, and the one sitting on the throne had a scroll in his hand, if you can remember. The scroll contains the judgments of God upon humans. It has a plan of the future in those scrolls. Nobody was worthy to open that scroll. Nobody in heaven, nobody in earth, only the Lamb, that is Jesus. The opening of the first seal marks the beginning of the great day of wrath of God, the terrible judgment that he will pour upon the world. By this time, the redeemed are not here anymore. That means the church has been raptured before. So if you are in Christ, you don't need to be afraid of anything that is going to happen, but you have to know and warn other people. The church is not active by this time until chapter 21, verse 9. So it's not the time, the year or the period or the age of the church, it's the age of judgment. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus gave revelation of end time. And it is exactly the same as John saw in the book of Revelation. There will be war, there will be famine, there will be death, martyrdom. The sun and moon will turn dark. Stars are falling from heaven. Whether that is satellites or comets, we don't know. In chapter 6 to 19, contains the judgment period, the great tribulation, the terrible time that Jesus spoke about in Matthew chapter 24. According to Revelation, this time of terror shall be executed in series of judgments. First is the judgment of the seals. Second is the judgment of the trumpets. And third is when God pours down his wrath, the bowls full of judgment upon the world. So the opening of the seven books is a work of the Lamb. In the judgment of the trumpets, angels are involved. And in the third, God pours himself, the bowls, the vials of wrath upon the world. So until now, God's throne was a throne of grace. But now it is a throne of judgment. When we open the first seal, the great day of wrath of God is starting. The terrible judgments will be poured down upon the earth, the redeemed having been translated, having been evacuated before that wrath is coming. Four horsemen are presented as symbols of human agencies divinely employed to execute judgments upon the earth. Let us read Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out to conquer. He went out conquering and to conquer. A white horse is a symbol of purity and peace. Here is a rider who appears to come in the name of peace and bearing a message of peace. But he is a conqueror who imposes his version of peace upon the world. And possibly this rider will bring about a pseudo peace, a condition that is described by Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, and they shall not escape. Some confuse this writer with Jesus Christ. We see in Revelation chapter 19 that Jesus, when he's coming again for the second time, he will come riding on white horse, on a white horse. But there is a difference in these two. There's a difference. Revelation 6 tells of the rider. He's wearing a bow, but no arrows. He wears a crown. But when Jesus comes, he wears many crowns, not just one. Christ has a sword that comes out of his mouth. We know the sword is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. And he will strike the nations. He is called faithful and true. But the rider, this rider in chapter 6, does not represent Jesus Christ, but the false teachers who come in the name of Jesus. And they are teaching wrong teaching, leading many to destructive heresy. Even today, there are many great preachers that you know, who they have been preaching for years. They have been on TV and everywhere preaching the word. Today, they preach, be vaccinated. That is a solution to all the problems of the world. They don't preach, be saved, because salvation is a solution to the world. And you wonder, where are they? Have they ever been saved? Have they been preaching the word just as an occupation, or what is? You cannot just turn, switch like this. Before they said you must be saved, now they say you must be vaccinated. No more word about Jesus. Jesus warns us in Matthew chapter 24. In verse 4 and 5, it says, And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you. Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. I will deceive many. So Jesus said, many false teachers are going to come. So the white horse is coming. Jesus and Paul and other writers of the New Testament, they all warn about false teachers that are going to come. The end time deception is led by one who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God and is all that is worshipped. So he would even sit in the temple of God in Jerusalem and say, I am God. In Paul's time, this opposition to the law and doctrine already started. It was already at work. But before the coming of Jesus Christ, it will expand in evil. Satan will deceive the people. In 2 Thessalonians, second letter of Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders." So the devil is going to perform wonders, miracles, but they're all lying wonders and miracles. The lawless one is also called the son of perdition. It matches the one described in Revelation 13 as a beast. Revelation 13:11, it says, "Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon." Even Jesus spoke, that said that there will be wolves in sheepskin. So we have to be wise when we hear anybody talking. I don't want to take the things of Revelation 13 into today's teaching. That will come on a later point. The devil tries to bring confusion, and that involves false religion, as we can see from the New Testament. He will deceive nations. He will bring peace to a world of crisis. The world will wonder in amazement at the ability of this system that he makes, which brings security and economical growth. When you remember Hitler, when Hitler came to power, he created peace all over the world. There was peace. He made treaties here and there, and he gave work to everybody. People were poor, and he gave them work. So everybody had enough work. Everybody had enough to eat, and that is how he caught the people. So it will be a global system, unlike previous things that have happened. The ride of the first horseman brings false religion, and he will greatly impact the nation in the last days. Religion will continue to be a powerful force throughout the world. Religion, not the faith in Jesus Christ. The religion will be very strong. A wave of religious change is moving constantly throughout the world. World religion like Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, they are growing and they are changing also. They're not remaining the same. Today we have about 9,900 religions in this world. 9,900 people who go the wrong way. False religions grow as people of the world are desperately in need of hope and solutions for their survival. In short, the first rider comes with a white horse and a crown, and he is the deceiver, coming with a smile but acting with anger. Now we go to the second seal. Revelation chapter 6 verse 3 and 4. "When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, 'Come and see.'" You remember what when I told you about the 4 different living beings? That these are the ones who speak. He's a creature saying, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. This rider brings war. He brings war. The war to end all wars is coming, but will follow with a time of global conflict and turmoil unlike anything that has ever been seen. Even Jesus said that, Matthew 24:21. That time will be so bloody, so dangerous, so deadly, that Jesus said in Matthew 24:22, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. So that means the war will be so bad, people are killing each other over everything. We saw that in the first stride, he brought a massive Satan-inspired religious deception. The second horseman unleashes the force of evil and removes the last piece of peace from the world. People will kill each other for no reason. What you see in science fiction films is going to come true. But Christ cut short the horseman's ride, preventing human extermination. If he wouldn't stop, nobody would survive. The vision of the red horseman corresponds with the prophecy of Jesus about the end time. Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 and 7, it says, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various parts." Following the deception of false religion, war will erupt. History tells us that after every religious move, there was a war. In the 17th century, there were 30 years of war in Europe, where Protestants and Catholics were fighting each other, and it left 8 million dead. When the red horse rides through the world, we will see mighty wars happening here and there. We read of the first war in the Bible when Cain and Abel were fighting each other. Or Cain fought against Abel and killed him. We read of wars before the flood and after the flood. Wars have happened throughout the biblical times. Before and during the time of Abraham, there was war. Again, there were wars throughout history, and the best known in our time, or just before our time, was the First and Second World War. In the First World War, 20 million people were killed, and 40 million casualties. That means people who were somehow handicapped. In the Second World War, 70 to 85 million died, which was 1940, that was 3% of the world population. They died. 50 to 56 million casualties, and 20 to 28 people died to war related diseases and famines. I want you to understand the immense death toll. Nuclear powers are building their nuclear weapons. We know how Iran is working hard to get the atomic weapons to destroy Israel. Many countries with evil governments have nuclear weapons. So a war could erupt any time. The greatest fear of many today is that nuclear weapons fall into the hands of terrorists and they will fear nothing, they will do anything that is evil. The scene is set, and when this rider comes, it will explode. One will come to bring peace into the world. In all these wars, one is coming and he will make peace again. He will make a treaty with many and become their overseer, which leads to world government. And we know that Antichrist will be the president of the world government. The United Nations are leading in the call for a world leader, and they say 2025 this world leader will come. They know exactly what they are doing. They know what they are calling for. You have to remember that the devil knows the Bible better than you know. He knows it exactly. So he will delude people to believe that he is a peacemaker. Like Hitler, people thought he's a peacemaker. When he becomes the world leader, the Antichrist, he will bring more evil into the world. We read in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1. And there shall be time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. A time of trouble. But we have to know that Christ has and always is in charge. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He will end the terrible wars because nobody would survive for the sake of his elect. We know that the church has been raptured before. So who are his elect? Have you asked yourself? They are the ones who turn to Christ after the rapture. There are people, they may have been in the church, maybe they had relations, and they were all taken up, and they are left behind, and they will turn to Christ. But they have to go through the terrible time of tribulation. They will be hunted, they will be persecuted, and they will be killed. But there will always be some who turn to Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. Then the third seal. Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And do no harm to the oil and the wine." We saw the meaning of the two first horsemen. Religious deception and war. We now come to the third horseman. What does he bring? Do you know that in a recent decade, food prices have risen tremendously? Tremendously. The whole world. But at this time, prices will explode and things will be 12 times as expensive as they are today. This is what the 12th third rider is bringing. This means inflations. It means famine conditions. It's the same that Jesus had in Matthew 24, verse 7. He said the same thing. Famines and pestilences. A quart of wheat would supply an average person for one day. One denarius was a day's wages. Barley was used by the poor to mix with meat. There will be food shortages and inflation, and the prices are exploding. The higher prices make the remaining food almost unavailable. Oil and wine is typically a symbol of plenty. The mention here could mean that there will be people who have plenty. Bags of plenty will be there. Usually we see in times of famine, in times of war, some people become extremely rich on the expense of others. Do not harm the oil and wine could mean to safeguard those places of abundance against plundering. The original meaning means to destroy, do not destroy or waste oil and wine. We don't know which oil is meant. We use oil for cooking, but we also use oil for machinery and cars and planes and all kinds of things. So the third seal indicates the onset of a period of severe famine unlike anything that has happened in the past. While famine of varying severity has struck throughout the history, things will get much worse. Food insecurity and outright famine is already a reality of 100 million of people today. According to the UN, COVID had an impact on the food security. Before COVID, 820 million people worldwide were considered as food insecure, and 135 million were in crisis and emergency status. Every effort in human strength will fail. Amidst the evil of the world government, many will die of famine. Of famine, they will die, which is a clear goal of the evil people of this world and the devil. The past war, the rainfall, and the floods and the locusts will destroy everything that grows on the dry soil. And so food will become scarcer and more expensive. Mismanagement and corruption make food even more expensive. Besides natural catastrophes, some of the leaders and presidents misuse food to make more money for themselves. I heard that in some place they are destroying the food that grows on the field so that the prices will go up. There will be famine like never before in history. The ones who survive will fall into the next judgment, the fourth seal. We read in Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. When you open the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was death, and Hades followed him. The name of the one sitting on the horse was death, and Hades followed him. We know Hades is not the the lake of fire. It is before, where the dead people are. A power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. These four seals show the effect of false religion. False religion and war, famine, plague among the population. Many will die because of these plagues. Each of these seals represent a powerful forces that devastate human life on earth. The fourth horseman brought death as a plague. The color of the fourth horse is yellowish green, the paleness of sickness. This horse color is death. Jesus declared in Matthew chapter 24 that religious deception and war and famine will come, and pestilence or diseases, epidemics. The seals are following one after another. The judgment of God is getting worse and worse. False religion causes instability with relationships, and that is leading to war. Famine follows war. When malnourishment occurs, social systems break down, and men are more susceptible for disease. These seals show the ferocity of problems that are coming over this world, leading to the day of the Lord. There will be other troubles also. Jesus said, in the same context, that earthquakes would take place in various places. Plague does not only mean pestilence, it also means catastrophes in nature. God will use this to punish the disobedient people of this world. Verse 8 says, and power was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with a sword, with hunger, and with death, and the beast of the earth. By the time of the fourth horse, when he completes his ride, one fourth of the world population is dead. We know that many people have already died in the previous wars and famines. A quarter of the world will be killed. That means out of four, one will be killed. There will be more dead than ever before. In the 14th century, a plague started in China. Sailors brought that sickness to Europe. It was so bad that you could go to bed healthy, and when you wake up, you're dead. So 20 million people, that was in the 14th century, 20 million people died. Half of the population of Europe died. Half of the population in Europe. It also affected many parts of Asia. Many towns in Europe were depopulated because all the people had died. Social structures completely broken down. In 1897, An outbreak of disease in China, again in China, it always originates in China. 1897, an outbreak of disease in China caused 100,000 people to die. Within 20 years, it spread all over the world, resulting in more than 10 million dead. There are also human-made plants, human-made plagues. Praise the Lord. Plagues have been used as a weapon in warfare. And centuries ago, the Mongols, they catapulted plague-infested corpses over the walls of the cities they besieged. And thousands of people died within the city because of these plagues. During World War II, Japan dropped plague-infested fleas on China. Biological warfare is still in use today. Biological weapons could threaten vital national security interests. Massive civilian casualties, breakdown in essential institution, violating of democratic processes, civil disorder, loss of confidence in government. Estimates say that when a certain biological thing is happening, within 24 hours, 1 million could die. Massive human casualties, civilian casualties, will happen. So these things can be spread by evil governments or by terrorist groups. And that is what the world is afraid of. 100 years ago, a sudden virus called the Spanish flu initiated a worldwide epidemic which caused the death of 40 million people within 18 months. Don't say COVID is an epidemic. Not so many people have died. Terrible plagues caused the death of millions over the centuries. Even the world plague is nothing compared, the worst plague is nothing compared to what is coming when this fourth horseman is doing his job. 1/4 of the people will be killed. It could also happen through a meteorite hitting the earth. It's possible. That's also what they're afraid of. When we look at these four seals of Revelation 6, we understand the age-long message that was coming to man. False religion, war and famine, disease, are the result of man's broken relationship with God. When these four horsemen make their rides, it will be after repeated warning and pleasings of God to turn from sin to a righteous life. When God set Israel in a land of promise, he gave them instruction how to live and to conduct their lives. God wanted them to live with a blessing and not with suffering, abundance and not misery. In his instruction, he explained how to avoid the problems that will devastate the world and the opening of these seals. In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6, it says, I will give peace to the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. This peace is in contrast to the second horse, the horseman who brought war. It's a gift of God to men and women who live for him. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 3 and 4. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. For obedience, God promises the opposite of what the third horseman is bringing. The opposite of famine. There will be plenty of food and good harvest. And there is also a way how to overcome the fourth rider. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, he told them in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
Amen.
If they disobey and break the covenant, God promised that they would die of disease, of famine, and all kinds of pestilence. We know the four seals will be opened after the rapture of the church. We won't be here. We will be feasting in heaven. We have been evacuated before the trouble comes. Let us warn the people of this world. Let us warn them of what they are going to experience unless they turn to God. Let us share the gospel of Jesus that people may find peace while it is time. Peace with God, peace that only God can give. In chapter 6 we have more seals. We have the fifth and the sixth seal, but we will study them next time. More grievous judgments are going to come soon upon the world as we go forward in the book of Revelation. May the warning to the world result that many turn away from their wicked lives. Therefore, preach the gospel. Share the gospel with the people that you meet. Teach them what the Bible says. And let them know what awaits them if they are not turning around. But we are still in a time of grace. But the time of grace is very short. Very short. Very short. Amen.
Amen.